Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by Lake Michigan Credit Union. If you're new to the podcast or have been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed around breaking down the ins and outs of financial aspects, as well as to help bring answers to some of banking's more confusing and complex questions. I'm one of your hosts, Brett. With me, Eldina.
Hello.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, I know we talked about last episode, but I love it when we're on this podcast together.
Me too.
Feels like home.
I feel like we just did this not too long ago.
It's crazy.
Here we are a month later.
Isn't it? I know. It's wild. But, you know, time just keeps on ticking.
Yes.
We get more and more into the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, holidays are right around the corner. We've got some really great things. But, you know, important to LMCU as well is being able to honor and support our vets that are out there. And we have so many amazing members and staff who are veterans. And you know, for LMCU, it means a lot. But today's topic, we're talking about VA loans. And we have on the podcast Chad Bear. He's our VP of Secondary Marketing. And also, we are very grateful you are a veteran as well. So we really, really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an honor to have you on the show with
us
today.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, and I think it's fitting, as we know, Veterans Day is a very important day to so many. And obviously, Veterans Day is every day at LMCU.
Yes.
It really, you know, in a lot of ways, we really try and help and find ways for us to meet our members where they're at, no matter what. And so, Chad, I know you've got some experience with our VA loans. And I've had an opportunity to go through that process now for several of your homes.
Correct. I have.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know that I'll be honest, I myself don't have enough knowledge into, you know, what goes into a VA loan. And I think one of the first questions I want to ask is, like, so what is kind of the difference between a VA loan and, say, like a conventional loan?
Yeah. So one of the biggest differences is obviously you have to be a veteran, and it's 100% financing, up to 100% financing for your veteran or borrowers.
Yeah. No kidding. 100%. And that's unique for sure.
Yes, it is. Yeah. There's not a lot of loan products out there, although LMCU does offer some, but the VA loan is one that goes up to 100%, and you know, it's a great benefit for veterans.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Chad, too, just kind of going back, is that process, right? You know, going from active duty and then coming back into civilian life, there's, I'm sure, a lot of different things that come along the way in acclimating. But, you know, thinking about general mortgages and things like that, could you kind of tell me more about, you know, what that process was like, what that experience was like, and then to learn that there are programs like a VA loan to be able to get a mortgage?
Yeah. So when I was getting out of the military, I can tell you a mortgage was the last thing on my mind. The first thing was like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
And as you know, you transition into civilian life and you start realizing that you have these benefits out there that you can use and take advantage of from your time in the service. It makes sense. And then my wife and I at the time were like, all right, we need to find a house.
Yeah.
How are we going to do this? And we started working with a realtor, and it's like, are we using a VA loan? And it's like, yes, we are. Of course we are.
Yeah.
So that's how the process started for me on my first loan.
That's really cool.
And that, was that support that you were receiving from the realtor then? Were they the more experienced one with how the VA process works?
In my experience, that's who triggered the use this.
Yeah,
you're right. I should use that. It's a great benefit. And I've used, I've used it on three of my four home purchases. And it's a great product.
That's incredible. What did that process look like for someone who is now going between the conventional and VA process. So with the VA route, did that entail more paperwork, more follow through and all of that? I guess, like, how much did you find yourself pouring into versus what was the assistance that you were getting from the lender as well as your realtor as well?
Yeah. So the documentation is basically the same. I mean, you do have to provide your certificate of eligibility.
Okay.
That you get that from the VA. Mm-hmm. A lot of lenders want to get their own version of it,
sure.
But you as a veteran have the ability to go out and pull that and see what your eligibility is as well. Mm-hmm. So there's the certificate of eligibility. There's, you know, your income and asset documentation, just like any other loan.
Sure.
Okay.
You'll need that. And so the biggest difference is just that COE or, yeah. You know, the certificate of eligibility. And,
okay.
You know, you might need to provide a copy of your DD-214, which is your discharge papers from the military.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, outside of that, documentation process is basically the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I want to just ask, and I know it's more of the emotional of questions, but I guess being a veteran now and knowing that there are products like this available, how does that impact you as someone who has served to know that there are organizations like even like LMCU that are really trying to provide resources to give back to our veterans?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's amazing that there's lenders like LMCU and that offer that product because yeah. Not everybody has to offer it. Not every lender
yeah.
has to offer that product. And, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that LMCU offers the VA mortgage is just, you know, one more reason why LMCU is as great as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's awesome. Well, and you know, we were talking a little too off podcast about just the ability, like LMCU, when you get your mortgage through us, all of the servicing is done here. We've talked about that on some previous podcasts. And you know, what that really means is that you don't have to worry that one day you're going to get an email to say, whoop, you're going to have to now make your payment to this XYZ website and this new company. All of that can stay here at LMCU. And that way, if you've got all your banking, like your checking and credit cards and your mortgage all under one roof, it really brings some convenience into the picture for our members.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that, you know, on all of our mortgages, not just the VA or anything, we try to retain 100% of our servicing just to
yeah.
retain, you know, that customer relationship.
That's
you know,
right.
If you start selling off your servicing, you have the potential to sell off that customer. And that's,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
not our goal.
That's right. That's right.
I love having our mortgage with LMCU.
Yes.
It's been such a great process. And like Brett said, just having everything under the same umbrella, the convenience, the one click and you see it all. You see your
yeah.
Checking account, but you also see your mortgage balance.
That's right. That's so true.
For a bit longer. But
yeah.
Talking about a little bit further about the process of everything, I'm curious, what does it look like as far as down payment? How much do I have to put down? How do I know which home qualifies for VA lending? Can you walk us through a little bit of that process, please?
Yeah. So your down payment for a VA loan, it can be as low as zero. You know, that goes to that 100% financing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there is a VA funding fee that is associated with the VA loan, and you can typically roll that into the loan amount as well. So
sure.
your total loan to value would be a little over 100, but it's, you know, it reduces the amount of out of pocket expenses mm-hmm.
yeah.
for
it
you.
It becomes part of your monthly payment at
yeah.
that point.
Right. And then you asked about what homes qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the best way to work with that is to work with a realtor that mm-hmm. can point you in the right direction, because on your own, if you're looking at the listing sheet,
sure.
a lot of the times it doesn't say that VA is an eligible product for
mm-hmm.
this house.
Mm.
And working with a realtor, that's usually because the other, you know, the seller just left it off. It's not because
yeah.
it's not eligible. It just left it off. So
yeah.
you can still go through the process. You know, realtors are great in that. And that, you know, you still submit your offer just like any other offer.
Mm-hmm.
And you work through the process from there.
Yeah.
You know, the appraisal process, there is a little bit of a difference between a conventional and a VA appraisal process.
Sure.
Okay.
Just because the VA is looking out for their veterans. They want to make sure that you're not going to buy something that is going to turn around and fall down apart. Around
yeah.
you.
Wow.
You know,
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the VA appraisal is a little more restrictive, but it's not so restrictive that it stops you from qualifying mm-hmm. for a house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Chad, I think that's really great for our listeners to hear, though, in that you may find listings that won't specify that VA loan. And I know for some, that could be a deterrent, right? That might be that home's not going to be available for us. But to hear that those almost like myths, if you will, if you're, you know, listeners, if you're seeing things like that and you're not sure, talk to your realtor about that for sure. You know,
yep.
Because like you said, more than likely it just was left off. It's not that it's saying you can't, it's just not necessarily noted.
Correct.
Yeah.
You still go through the process, you know, like you said, work with your realtor. They'll let you know if the seller's realtor either just left it off or it really isn't going to qualify, because there are, you know, if you've got exterior secondary structures on the property, they have to be up to code as well. So you can usually look at some of those properties and some of the exterior structures, sheds, extra garages. If their roof is caving in, you're probably not going to get that
eligible.
House.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, what I like is that it's meant so that we are protecting our veterans' investments into the homes that they're buying. And there's no bad way to cut that, I don't think. You know, that I think means we want to make sure that these homes are safe and sound for those that have served our country.
It's another level of care.
It is. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, so Chad, what, if any other little tips or tricks or myths that you've seen or heard in your process of, you know, getting your loans and your VA loans, you know, what other ideas or tips could you share for our listeners?
Well, so I think there is a myth out there that the VA loan is hard to qualify for, and it's not. Actually, it should be an easier loan to qualify for as long as you have the correct veteran status. And, you know, it's so, you know, credit scores and stuff like that are, you know, they're a little bit lower.
Sure.
Or sometimes, you know, the VA itself does not have a minimum credit score.
Sure.
Different lenders, you know, will have or can have a minimum credit score because, you know, that risk is there. But, you know, the VA loan itself is pretty easy to go through and qualify for. Without having to jump through a bunch of hoops that people think you have to do.
So it's not as intimidating as others might make it sound to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, it's great. All of that is, again, hearing you kind of share your experience, moving from active duty into civilian life, is that you're not thinking about all those aspects. And that's why having experts in your corner that are going to help you with that. And I'm sure for a lot of active service members coming in, you know, to being discharged and going into civilian life, it is the same, like you were saying, what do I do now?
Right.
Like, I may not have the job history that someone qualifying for, say, a conventional loan would need to have to be able to prove, you know, how their pay has been and their different, you know, credit scores and things like that show those things. But when you're serving our country and in the military, you don't have that same portfolio.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. I think the last thing on a veteran's mind when they get out is finding a home. Most either know where they're heading right after they get out. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing is, what am I going to do for a job?
Right. Right.
But it's, you know, as you start growing into the civilian world, it's like, all right, I want a house. I want this. And knowing that you have these benefits out there is important. And
for sure.
Being able to take advantage of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt.
In today's housing market, I want to go back a little bit to the process. You kind of mentioned some of the documentation that the applicant potentially would have to obtain from the VA office. Is that usually a quick turnaround time just because homes are just on the market and then they're gone? So I guess where I'm going with that is in order for some active buyer to not lose out on a home is that it generally a quick turnaround time where they can obtain that documentation fairly quickly.
Yes.
Beautiful.
VA.gov is a great website.
Yeah.
And if as a veteran, you're not aware of it, you should go out and register, and you can go out there. You can search for what your benefits are, what is required to take advantage of those benefits. Yeah. You can get your certificate of eligibility, and you can request a lot of your documentation, your paperwork from while you were in the service. So,
yeah.
Wow.
You should receive, as you exit, your DD-214, so your discharge papers and everything like that. So you should already have a copy of that. But if you lose it, VA.gov has all that information out there for you to at least request it.
Yeah. That's great.
Thank you for that added bonus tip.
Right.
That's right. I mean, look at that. One-stop shop, all the resources, all
that's
at once.
That's exactly right. I love it. It's why we call it Wallet Wisdom.
Yes.
You never know.
Just walk away with so much wisdom.
Awesome. Well, Chad, I just want to say to you, thank you again for your service to our country.
Absolutely.
And, for listeners, hope that you see that there are products available. I mean, LMCU is always here to help. Mm-hmm. But, this is a program that is available. And, if you're at another institution, you need to talk to your bank about that next time you're thinking of a mortgage. Use these benefits, because they're designed truly for the gratitude of the service that, Chad, you and so many others have done. So we are so, so grateful for that. And, again, check us out on LMCU's website. There's a lot of great resources to learn more about that.
Yes. Chad, thank you so much. And thank you for your service. I second what Brett said. And it's been a pleasure having you on our show.
It has.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, again, if you're tuning in for the first time, be sure to check out some of our past episodes.
Yes.
We are on Spotify. We are on iTunes. We're on Amazon. But be sure to follow us and learn more about LMCU and all the fun things that we love to do. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn.
We're just out there.
We're social. That's what we are. We're very social.
Well, we'd love to have you join us.
That's right. Well, and if you've got questions or ideas for future episodes, you can email actually the podcast at walletwisdom@lmcu.org. We love to hear from you. Love to hear what we can continue to bring for you. So be sure to be tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. The information provided in this podcast by Lake Michigan Credit Union is general education or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not LMCU's. All topics discussed are information of a general nature and do not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. As of the date of publishing and any future date this podcast is broadcast, all rates, fees, payments, or other specific figures discussed are subject to change and are dependent upon your specific financial situation. All loan products discussed are subject to credit and collateral approval. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information or other content in the podcast before making any decisions based on such information or other content. In exchange for listening to the podcast, you agree not to hold LMCU, its affiliates, or any third-party service providers liable for any possible claim for damages arising from any decision you make based on information or other content made available to you through the podcast. For more information on any of the content discussed in this podcast, please visit LMCU.org. Copyright Lake Michigan Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. LMCU, NMLS ID number 442967.